Start over? We're talking about how to pleat the skirts on the traditional dress.
Oh, now Alma, who was Gary's grandmother, was a seamstress, and she had all kinds of things that she used, like for pleating and ruffling and whatever, in doing her sewing. Mm-hmm. And I remember her having a piece of metal with grooves in it, like this.
Yes.
And then another piece of metal, she'd put the cloth over it like this, and she'd take that other metal and press the cloth mm-hmm. down like this.
Well, see, in between. Wet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then with rag soaked in vinegar, mm-hmm. she'd put over there, and with the iron, she would iron over there, mm-hmm. and come out, and it would look like that. Mm-hmm. So, and it would be in there quite permanently with the vinegar. Mm-hmm.
But she says this one is hand pleated.
Well,
this old skirt.
I think you would consider this a hand pleating thing.
Well, what do you mean by hand? You mean somebody?
It's not done by machine.
No.
But is it sewn?
No, it's
from
like
the
an
beginning. It was a
flat.
Flat.
Yes.
Flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they I don't know exactly how they did, but they. I think they had a long.
It would have to be.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably something like
yes.
I was telling you about
so
this.
They didn't. They didn't sew the pleat together with thread.
No.
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 No. Well.
And then I think they put it in boiled water.
Yeah, and that would make it permanent.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's what Alma did.
And this kind of cloth you cannot get now.
People have started trying to do it.
To do it again.
Isn't it a shame that we've lost so much of the original things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, the same thing's true with our Indian culture. There's so few people that want to continue with the beadwork and stuff. But what do you have?
Can you get her maybe standing against that wall, see if we get all of her?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Or out, you want
maybe
to go outside?
That door?
Kan du säga uppe Leinesmord?
My brother was coming home on the train, and another man asked him what nationality he was, if he was Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, he is Solbidge. Now, what does that indicate?
No, I am from Solaron.
Oh, that...
Now, how did you say it?
Solbidge.
Solbidge. Solaren, we say sold or sol, and bygg is to live. I bygger. I bor i solen, säger vi. Men i Vänäs bygger den.
I bygg, i bor, same thing?
I sol bygg is a person who lives in
Mm. Right. Only now, that's the difference in the dialects between Wainis and Solarun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one in Solarun they say bo.
Ibor is
yeah,
ibor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there it's.
Wainis say them ibidjar Wainis.
Isn't that interesting? I want to go to Sweden. And I just want to walk in the places where my folks were. I want to go up in the hills where they kept the cattle. What do they call them? Fäbod.
Fäbod. Go back with her.
I can't do it now.
Why?
Well, I can't leave the place here right now.
Yes, you can.
No, yeah.
Yes, you can.
Well, I guess
du måste komma då i sumorn och fint.
Yes.
Mm.
Right. But I want to go up in the Fäbod.
Ja.
Because that's where the
Kunde du vända mat för Fäbod att urätta det? Minns du namnet?
No. Jo. what they call a mountain?
Bjer.
Bjer. Uppe Bjer.
Uppe Bjeri.
Yeah. And they, Aunt Annie used to talk about when she was a child, she used to take the cattle up the mountainside in the summertime. That, I guess that's what they all did.
Yeah. Oh. But what did they do there?
Then they just took care of the cattle. They made butter, they made cheese, and they made whatever. Mrs. Smør.
Yeah, Mrs. Smør. Of Ost.
Yeah. You know what Mrs. Smør is?
I've had it.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure. Is that the kind of a cheese, kind of a
kind of brown
color?
Brown.
Red brown?
Yeah.
Yellow brown?
Yes, yeah, right.
Not a deep brown.
And so, and she used to tell about...
Then first dad and Vost. Was I cooked and Mrs. Smør?
Yes, yes, right. And so she used to talk about that, and I've all and about how they could sit out at midnight and read the paper.
Yeah.
Because it was still light enough.
Omkring midsommaren är ljus nästan dygnet runt. Två timmar ungefär är lite mörkt.
Yeah. So. That's one thing that I've always dreamed of.
Ja, men
that I'm going.
Kom nästa sommar då. Du är välkommen.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I will set my sights on that. To heck with the garden.
Mm.
I won't bother about the garden. And I'll go. But I do want to go, and it isn't that I want to go and visit a lot of people, but I want to go there and just feel what it was. That's where my...
It's a powerful feeling. For me, it was very...
Well, I would think so. And I feel that and it would be so wonderful to just walk and
go around. Now.
Oh, Donnie.
Beautiful weather now.
But earlier. It should be a little earlier.
Yeah.
Like in June?
Be in summer, I think.
Midsummer?
Midsummer or July.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think so.
It costs so much more then. And the weather is good now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have dry weather in the fall or the rain more in the fall?
It can be.
Either way, huh?
In the end of September, it can be cold. It can be snow. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
We have snow here in September.
Yes.
Every month except July here.
Well,
but not so it matters.
No.
Har du någon släkt i Vänus nu?
I tror inte. Bara Mats.
Bara Mats, så han bor i Stockholm.
Ja.
Men han kunde nu.
Oh ja. Oh yes.
Jaha, det finns inte någon kvarovisen igen.
Oh,
så du har på då inte.
Ja,
jag tänkte om man kanske var i Vänus.
Ja.
What you just said sounds pretty much like Venus. Venus.
The maypole. Majskorn är du säkert i Vänus.
Oh.
By the way, that Mai does not mean the month of May. True?
No.
It means something else.
It means to Maya. It's an old word for decorate.
Oh, like decoration
See,
day.
Nobody has been able to tell me what that meant, why it was.
So
that.
It has nothing to do with the month.
Oh, is that right?
Mm. Many Americans think it's the month of May.
Yeah.
Sounds like
well, I did too. I thought that's what it was.
Look, here comes from Mora here and the way to Solaren, to the south of Venus. So this is the way to Solaren, and this maypole still is there.
Oh!
In the middle of the way.
For goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
So, I tänkte om det var någon släkt av dig så fort.
Ni vet inte.
Och jag måste mitta reda då. Ja, men är det där minns du?
Ja.
Men hur kan vara utan hjärn nu då, säger du?
Farmor. Farfar.
Also,
my father's father. He was
Dokani forone tobio.
Yes. I should say so.
Du måste vara.
Right. I think that
it is special occasion. Kan det vara möjligt? Han var ju så gammal. Är inte den någon farbror eller någonting då? Fars bror?
No. Det är farfar. Ja.
Farfar.
Ja.
En riktig solbygg.
Är den?
Ja. Ja. Faktiskt.
Ja, isen i heten.
Står inte något. Oj, det står mycket här. Detta är ett kort som vi tog då jag var hem till Sverige. Jaha, det är min bror Erik som står bredvid mig. Så. Anders, broder Anders står framför mig. Så min broder Per.
That I.
Erik och Per är i Enköping. Anders i Mora. Rättare. Berihål och Färboställe. Jaha, Berihål. Det är ej så här min. Min broder ser mycket äldre ut än vad det är.
Well. Now, I don't know. You wouldn't.
Ja, men då är en av några Vänus folk.
Was Anna Sutter born in Utmir?
Ja.
Ja.
Just den.
Well, what do you have? What do you know about this? This is one O, by the way, but it's spelled both ways here.
Mm.
Sometimes early on they spelled it with two, and later they spelled it with one O. Blomqvist.
Huh.
She was born here in Spencerbrook.
Mm.
I can show you the house.
Huh.
Who was that?
Oh. Anna Blomqvist.
Oh.
Mrs. Olaf Blomqvist.
Oh yeah.
Now. Miss over here, Lavanders.
Yeah.
That was Blomqvist too.
That's
which,
right.
Which was that now, Louis or Ander?
No, that was Louis. That was Mrs. That was Amy's mother was Mrs. Louis Blomqvist.
Louis Blomqvist, and she. Okay.
She died in.
And she was Peter Aldean's sister.
I think that's right. I think that's.
That right. Was Louis. So then the one that lived across from the Spencerbrook store would be on Andrew?
I suppose it would, yeah.
Hmm.
I see that and I
must have. I must have a fairboard.
Yeah, I must. I haven't.
Fairboard.
Yeah.
Now, is Konst, they have another chord drum besides Konst. Two chord drums?
Yeah, so that was.
Konst Aller?
Konst.
There's something.
Something like who?
Krom.
Krom, oh yes.
Now, this was my. This grandpa's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Britt Mats Anderson, but that isn't on this one. Mm-hmm. This is on the
Venusfolk.
Yeah, that's right.
Jag lånar ett år, för jag är en god vän, så vet allting om
i Venus.
Då kan hon få titta.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That my sister, when she was born. These are both my mother's father.
Mm.
And that's my mother's mother. Let me see what I have down here.
Kan du...
Yeah.
Hon står och spelar på
ett barn. Yeah. Oh, for goodness.
She's blowing in a cow horn.
Oh, yeah?
Is this
a real photograph?
Yes.
Is this historic or how old is this, do you know?
Oh gosh, I don't know, but I know Aunt Annie got
this is a new print from somewhere.
They made
new paper.
Yeah.
Do you know where it come from?
I haven't any idea.
This is from a Farbud, huh?
Yeah. Surely.
What Farbud did you people have? Do you know the names of them?
No, I don't.
Ah, she can find out for you, I'll bet. Well, maybe you know.
No, I don't know, but I think I can found it.
Finally, I found the letter.
I should found it when Dorothy comes.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll do that.
This, I've saved these.
Lilla Dorothy Pettersson.
That was Moster, my grand.
Jag undrar om man får stänga dörren om kvällen innan hon lägger sig. Alla barnen inne nu vill jag att då ska.
She was 98 when she passed away. But I used to write to her when I was a kid. And of course I couldn't they say there's no written way, I mean that the Dawsku is not a written language.
No,
it's becoming one.
Well, it was for me in the beginning.
So this is Swedish, and
yeah, and that's from this old aunt. Mm. She was my now that's a picture of her.
Oh. Moster Kesti.
Yeah, that's a picture of her. Do you want to take that and make a print of that, or no? This is all Wayne's stuff.
Look how nice.
I don't know about this.
Something.
Oh.
That's so you from, have Peterson from Venus.
They were Anderson when they came from Wayne's.
Her mother.
And I would say Venus. Is
Venus, yeah. Because you talk Swedish.
Yeah.
And we
talk. You are a little higher up.
That's because Bengt took us over there. He was building houses there. Bengt Abrahamsson.
In Venus.
Mm-hmm.
This.
1978.
Oh. I didn't know.
Now
that.
This is something that somebody sent.
Aha, uh-huh, the king.
Yeah.
Has been somewhere.
In 1967.
Aha, uh-huh, in Malmö, big city.
So, you know, I'm a pack rat. I save everything.
Yes, that's good. Schelle.
Oh, that must be from Frida. This cousin that was here.
Mm-hmm.
From Philip. Gordy would like to have you come out. Emperor, because he did this with information I gave him, but of course I was wrong at the time. You know why I said they came from Solarun? Because my mother said that Blomqvist came from Solarun, but Mrs. Blomqvist, who was the only one she talked to, Olof was dead, said she came from Solarun. But her name, of course, was Soter.
Yes, married.
So she came from Solarun.
This print was taken from this card.
Nu ska vi se då.
That print was taken from that card.
Maybe I can figure out where it is.
Yeah.
Who did that then?
Nu skickar jag ett kort till Eder lilla solsken.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Your little sunshine.
Yeah.
Det är från Rullbo.
Det är från Rullbo.
Rullbo, that is Rullbo. Apple.
Yeah.
Now you.
Oh, we've got it. What, we've solved one mystery.
Yeah.
That's.
De håller på och släpper ut korna på någon. Så någon vallkulla står på en sten och blåser i hornet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are.
She's blowing this.
Yeah.
Horn.
The cows are on their way out in the woods.
Or coming in.
Or no, no, out.
Going out.
Mm.
They use that
they're,
horn.
They have already milked the cows, and now they're leaving.
Yes.
But why would they blow the horn when the cows are leaving? See, we used to say we want
the
cow
to come
in.
Yes.
For the photograph.
I think so.
See, we would maybe blow the horn to get the cows to come in.
Yeah. Yes.
To be milked.
Mm. Maybe it's the way. What I
when
think.
I was a boy, it was my job.
Huh.
We'll get the cows to come in.
Oh. Here?
No, over there.
Oh, I mean.
Where I live.
So they let the cows out here too.
Oh, yes.
Now, I
oh,
don't
sure.
To starve you folks, but I get so darn interested in what I'm doing here. Now, this is my brother Roy.
Uh-huh.
That's Gary's grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Who lived here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. I was born in this house.
Oh.
So,
So Mamma och pappa byggde det huset då.
Ja. They came down from Malacca.
Malacca.
They had lived in Malacca. Mm-hmm. And they moved, they bought this place because grandpa and grandma were here already down the road. And so they bought this place.
Okay.
And they moved that part, that it was a building that they moved on here, and that what is now the kitchen. They had four kids, and mother and my father, and they lived in that until my dad built the rest of this in 1900.
What year did they move down here?
It must have been about, let me see, I think Harley was just probably maybe a year old or so than 96. So they probably moved down here about 1897.
Hmm.
And then this, I thought this was, this part of the house was built the year I was born in 1906, but it was before that because Dad died in May of 1908. And I can remember, it was just like it is now. Then Harold says it was built in 1900, and of course he had all the information. Oh.
Jaha, uppe i Malacca. Är det längre uppe?
Yeah, the other side of Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he happen to be up there? Did he work
he was
in
a millwright, yes.
Oh, okay.
He was a millwright. And then the company went broke. And I've always thought this was an interesting phase. That's their table.
No.
That's where they eat.
Oh.
I'll put your camera over here.
Mm.
And when the company went broke, the owner told the men that worked for him that he couldn't pay them, but they could have all the lumber that they could haul in a wagon and a team of horses. And so most of the lumber that went into this part of the house was from that load of lumber that he brought down here with a team of horses. The woodwork is native around here that they had. Let's see. Well, that's, but I thought, I've always thought that was kind of an interesting story, that he got enough lumber to build the rest of this house for payments. And now,
taget i järpesbordarna medan de var där och fiskade.
Let me see what that is. Now, lots of these pictures Rob took when he was in... where did he go to work in the wintertime?
Rob, which Rob?
H-M? Rob H.M.
Oh, I don't know, but Finland. He did go to Greenland for a while.
No, it wasn't Greenland. Can't.
He worked at Thule for a while.
Yeah, and then, but he was, when he worked, where's Rettvik?
Rett.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a, an island. I can't think of the name of the thing now.
Where did Rob work, in Minnesota, you mean?
No, no. He went, not Finland, but an island off in that northern part of the off the.
I know he went to Greenland.
Yeah, but that wasn't the place that he went over to Sweden, and when he was there, and he visited, he had.
I think that was from Greenland, because Iceland is close by.
Iceland.
Well, it's close by.
Yeah.
See.
Well, that's.
Well, he might have worked in Iceland too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was.
This was during the war, because they needed to build up air bases in these places.
And then he went to Sweden, and I've got lots of pictures that he took sent back with that. That was our family before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
That's my father, my mother, and my sister. And this is the brother who died that I told you, that I showed you a picture. Mm-hmm. And this is the oldest brother. And that this one is the youngest brother. Did you ever... You knew Harley, didn't you?
I think I met him once or twice, but of course he was long gone before I got...
Well, I've got to show you something that I swear that anybody would think that I belong to a tribe. If they saw this picture, because he looks like anything but a Swede on this. He looks like a dried up chief. But now,
is this Harley?
That's Harley.
Harley Peterson, yeah.
And he was a handsome guy when he was young.
Where is Contra Costa County in California?
Yes.
Near what?
Across from San Francisco, across the bay.
Oh.
Near
Oakland, then.
Yes.
We have many sort of relatives out there.
Mm-hmm. You have?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Can you say en gång till, det var... Mor och far.
Aha.
Och
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Aha.
L-O.
Do you spell it with two L's?
Aha.
L-L.
L-L-O-Y-D. And this was, we called her Delia. Her name was Cordelia. Must be the male.
And
this is Roy.
Roy.
And this is Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someplace
din else. Mamma heter Brygt.
Brygt.
Mm-hmm. Mer då, Brygt.
Brygkesti.
Ja, just det. Okay.
Brygkesti.
Kesti. Brygtkesti.
Yeah.
Okay, Rona, Rona.
Now, this is, I don't know who that is, somebody. This is Moster,
uh-huh.
My mother's sister.
rida.
And Annie was quite a belle in her young days. There she is again.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever know Uncle Andrew Brown?
I don't know. I met a lot of people when I was a child and running around here with Grandpa.
I imagine.
I don't remember who I met.
They are brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Brown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Came walking with a brown suit.
Yes.
We'll call you Mr. Brown.
Right. That's how he got. Andrew Rullana. Och hennes födelse.
75-årsdagen.
Yeah.
Andrew Brown.
Well, now, what was Andrew Brown's name in Sweden?
Anderson.
Pro.
You know the gourds now?
Vojnes.
Vojnes, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have gourds now there?
Brick.
Oh, Brick.
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 B-R-G-Y-T.
Oh, I like this. I like that. That's Mostel's place.
Oh, look. Oh, nice.
That is a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
I've got...
Jeez. They want these in Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, Mutz is coming.
Mm-hmm. Which Mutz?
Mutz.
A relative of mine.
Mutz Persson.
Yeah.
The one that took the pictures that I photographed.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is coming...
I think so.
The 15th.
The 15th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have his telephone number in Minneapolis and he has mine. So.
I hope that.
Well, that'll be fine.
I hope that we can get together.
Yeah.
I hope that you could manage to be here the day that I get him to come up here.
Yes.
I won't tell
I'd
him
like
you're
to.
Here.
Mm-hmm. What a fun surprise that would be.
Yeah.
He knows.
Oh, he already knows.
He knows.
he wouldn't know that you'd be here, though.
Yes. She has arranged it so we are going back at the same place.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.